Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know if you saw this, Crowder, and we do have heat tickets. We're going to give away heat tickets. Crowder, you just got to say a few words so that we can get this.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Loud noise. You know what it is. So his microphone, when he's on remote, it doesn't know, because it's such a cheap microphone, whether it's supposed to pick up all the sound in the room or if someone's just talking to him. It doesn't know every time that it gets shut off for a little bit where the sound is supposed to come from. So the microphone says, let me open up as wide as I possibly can to try to get as much sound as I possibly can. And then after he starts talking, it focuses in. Oh, that's where the sound is coming from.
But Crowder's in, you're in Los Angeles. You're in the United States. He's in the United States in some sort of big city. I've sent him 30 links of different microphones over the past couple years he could buy. Yesterday, I sent him another link. Go to a Best Buy, bro. He could have had that Amazon Prime to whatever hotel you're at tonight.
He could have it by the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. They make these deliveries in an hour.
They sell these USB mics everywhere now. Everybody's a podcaster. Everybody's a content creator. Like, what are we
waiting on?
But
now you're muted, Crowder. You know you're muted here before you start responding. Yeah, there you go.
Let me see, because they have some items.
Okay.
Echo cancellation, reduce mic background noises, stereo audio.
Just start here. If the price is less than $99, don't get it. All right? Just start there. All right,
don't click none of these.
I have a lot of stuff to get to, and I want to give away these. I just wanted you to say a few words so that I could get past the part of his microphone being, like, it picks up every inch of your room. It's searching where am I getting sound from? It doesn't know. And then when he starts talking, then it narrows in and it stops with that ambient noise where it's like, hey, where's the sound coming from? Yeah. But yeah, no, I wasn't trying to get into a thing. It's so loud in our ears that I needed you to start talking a little bit. And then we'll do that the next segment.
I'll speak early in the segment.
Just speak off the air into the microphone before we start the segment. You know what else that might do? That might alert you if you have a ton of phlegm in your throat. And that way you don't find that out while you're on the air.
I phlegmed up into QC Kinetics earlier.
You phlegmed up during Coach L, I think, too. All right, let's do headlines. I want to give away. I never got to the Dolphins midseason report card from Perk yesterday. I want to do that. Did you see this story, Crowder? I don't know if you saw this. Bleacher Report posted yesterday. Tom Brady has revealed that his current dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died in December of 2023. The dogs were cloned by Colossal Biosciences, a biotech company that Brady is an investor in, using blood collected prior to Lua's death. Now, I know you have a dog, Crowder.
Yeah.
You have a dog, Solana. Mm-hmm. Do you have a pet, Jimmy?
I do not.
And I've got a cat, Rocky. I mean, you'd have to pay me $100,000 to clone my cat. I don't know what he paid to clone his dog. I can't imagine it's cheap, right? Like,
no.
This is one of those technologically advanced companies. But you can see where if you had a family pet. I know people who have dogs are so attached to their dogs. They're family members. And obviously, this is the precursor to cloning humans later on in years. And I don't know how I'd feel about having a cloned mom and dad, knowing that they had passed away years ago, but now I'm having a conversation with them. But regardless, what do you think about Tom Brady having a cloned dog?
That's ridiculous. Get another dog if you want a dog. Why get the same dog again?
But if you had the perfect dog.
It's Mickey 17. There's going to be flaws in the cloning system.
Degradation.
Yes, so now it's a biter. Oh, it looks like Luna. Yeah, it bites the hell out of you every day. Go get another dog. He probably has a purebred. They look the same. Get another dog. Get the same sex. Raise it like Luna. It's going to act like Luna. It's ridiculous what rich people do.
But if you clone your dog, is it truly, like, impossible to tell that you have a different dog? Like, is it? I mean, the exact same personality?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if the cloning process affects the brain.
It takes the DNA. I don't even understand how this works. So it's a live dog, but then what? You're inserting new DNA? How do you get rid of the current DNA?
It's Petri dish stuff, isn't it? Like before
they grow a dog out of a dish?
I think so. No, isn't that how it's done?
I would think they have the DNA. They somehow put it in an egg, artificial insemination.
An egg?
Uh-huh.
Let it raise up inside of the
baby. It's not a platypus. It's a dog.
Listen, you know what? These are all legit questions that y'all are asking that they can't answer because it's not done as often, and it's going to be crazy. This dog's going to be a lunatic. Cujo. This dog is going to be Cujo here in about
Somebody puts
months.
A good point on the chat. Let's clone the 72 Dolphins.
Oh, my God.
Trot them out there next season. Yeah, what happens? Jimmy, call the dog cloning company and see what happens. What is the process of cloning the dog? Because you really think that they create a dog out of nothing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Petri dish stuff, Hawk. I mean, they get the DNA, the blood from the current dog, which Tom Brady clearly, because he's a sicko, just had vials of it hanging around his entire house. And then they go and they fix up whatever DNA and whatever chromosomes and whatever they want to do for the next dog, and they can artificially, I don't know what word I'm using, create a new dog, and it's the
but
same genetics
out
as
of
the previous
thin air
dog.
Is what you're Solana. Telling me?
No, then they insert that DNA into a sperm, which gets inserted into the egg, and then they create.
Oh, I see. Like, I see. Okay, okay. So like
you've never watched Jurassic Park?
No. It's like artificial. Well, but those have eggs. It's easier for me to understand.
Well, right, humans so have eggs. That's so why women have periods.
Right.
So do dogs. So
right.
Do dogs.
But you don't hatch a baby. The egg process is way, you know what I mean? Like, the egg process is way before the baby process.
The egress.
And I've always been concerned about the ingress when it comes to baby making.
What's weirder, this or, like, Tom Cruise stuff?
Well, what's he doing?
The Scientology stuff and, like, eating the placenta and all that stuff.
Well, Scientology is a religion, so I don't know if they're equal.
And eating the placenta is actually science.
Well, that's
like
not
it's very
science.
It's vitamin rich. It's vitamin rich tissue. That's where they get stem cells. They get stem cells out of the placenta and the umbilical cord.
I mean, I'm very I believe conscious of accepting all forms of religion, but I feel like Scientology is a little more extreme. No, it's got some like cultish vibes to it.
Well, it's got cultish vibes to it, no question. But I don't know how it compares to cloning an animal. I think because it's called Scientology, you think that they're inventing things. Like, I think you're picturing like a big church where everyone has a computer terminal and and they're teleporting. I'm not necessarily sure. Do you know what Scientology is?
No, I think I do. What I'm trying to say is, like, this is what people in Hollywood do. They have a boatload of money, and they have nothing to do with it, so they just start looking for things to do. Like, this is how a horror movie starts, where Tom Brady's like, what should I do with this $1 billion I just got from Fox?
What? This isn't the conversation. But this isn't the conversation. The conversation is, would you ever clone your dog? Whether cloning is a good idea or not is probably for a smarter show.
I think we should undertake that conversation. I really do.
And just,
I think it's not a good idea.
Clone a Hockman's hair. But that's not a clone. A clone is exact. You know what I mean? Like, whatever faults one has, the clone is exact.
But then they're going to start altering the clones.
Right. Now, because now we want to take out the little inaccuracies, or we want to take out the little faults that maybe the dog's bark was a little too high pitched. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make, and that's when you end up obviously with robots taking over the world.
Have you seen the Uglies?
What, this thread? Like,
this movie, The Uglies,
no.
And there's a big island of partying and like great wealth. If you're pretty, you get to get on the island. If you're ugly, you have to live on the outskirts of an island. There's like bridges protecting it. So the Uglies will get genetically altered to become a pretty so they can have a good life when the Uglies stay on the outside of the island. This is crazy. It goes deep, man. I love these science fiction movies.
What channels do you get? Like, where on earth did
that come
from?
I go deep. See, y'all go to Netflix top 10. I go deep on Netflix.
I see that.
I was hating on this, but honestly, if somebody told me you can have, like, my dog right now, I love my dog, my first dog ever. I could have him, even if it's not physically him, but
basically it is physically him.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life.
I'd say sign me up.
I mean, that's why Tom Brady's an investor in this company, because I think there's more people who would say, yes, I want my dog cloned than no, if it were affordable. I would imagine it's not affordable yet.
Because you know what they offered me? And Crowder, you've had dogs before. So a lot of people, what they do is they save the sperm of their male dog.
Mm.
And then they still neuter the dog because it's healthier.
Oh.
So they save the sperm so that then you can go and inseminate another dog later and have its offspring, and you can continue the line of your dog.
Mm.
You know how much that crap is? I did inquire because I said it'd be cool to have a little litter of mini Faucis. Bro, that bleep is so expensive.
Your dog has like zero positive traits. Your dog has like a heart ailment. Mm-hmm. It's loud.
Yeah.
It breathes loud. It's dumb. Like, why on earth? Why would you want to clone that dumb dog?
Why are you hating on French bulldogs, man? People hate French bulldogs.
Well, I don't know French bulldogs. I don't know anything about dogs. I know yours is terribly annoying and terribly dumb.
And what about the Brady kids? Luna's sick. Luna's dead. Hey, kids, brand new Luna.
Get a new Luna. Yeah.
That's just a little good. Now they can't accept death. Oh, grandma died. Bring her back like Luna. They're all confused.
Well, maybe
they
Tom Brady can.
Later on in their life.
I'm telling you, that's where it's headed, though. That's where it's headed. Cloning loved ones, cloning. If you come back as a clone, do you know that you're a clone? Do you have memories of your...
Mickey 17 didn't.
He didn't have memories of his previous life?
He started getting memories because the clone process is messed up, but their two Mickeys couldn't see each other, and that's what messed it up, was that Mickey 17 met Mickey 18 in the incinerator, and all hell broke loose.
Wow. Is it possible that we are all clones?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
No, God only made one of me. Guaranteed.
Same.
Well, Jimmy, don't get on this side.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. You too.
What, you believe in like alternate universes, or what's it called?
Like the metaverse?
Yeah, like a different metaverse.
Joking about the metaverse, that's Facebook.
Oh.
You're talking about like Spider-Man?
Yeah, what's it called? Like different...
Threads?
Multi.
The multiverse.
Yeah. The multiverse. You believe in any of that stuff?
No. Do I believe in the multiverse? Uh-huh. Do I believe that there are four dopes having this radio show on some plane that, like, no. Do you?
I don't know.
You're telling me there's four idiots with a box of Good and Plenty on the console who are doing this exact same thing? What are you talking about?
Yeah, but instead of being human, they're just like octopus or something.
What? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
There's four octopus right now on StreamYard somewhere.
I mean, what is happening? All right, do headlines real quick because I want to get to the Dolphins' grades. Headlines brought to you by Durell Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Durell Volkswagen or DurellVolkswagen.com.
You're going to trust me with headlines after that performance this
I'm not even sure who you are.
All right. Kyler Murray has been placed on IR. We'll miss the next four games. Heady play here by everybody involved.
What would happen, though, I'm not even joking, if cloning becomes commercially viable, you would just clone the best athletes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to have...
And they would.
You'd have to have, like, parameters. You couldn't... It wouldn't be fair for the Bulls to put five Josh Giddeys on the court at once. They'd score 6,000 points.
But almost to Solana's point, but not about Fauci because he's an idiot.
Yeah, terrible dog. Terrible dog.
Okay.
But why don't you get an egg from Asia Wilson and get an egg from, KD and make this superhuman basketball person?
KD's got eggs. That's,
you could do that right now. Get a sperm from KD. Did I say KD has eggs?
Yeah.
I think two eggs bumping together won't make much happen. What's up? What's up with you?
If you cloned Fauci, would you name him Fauci again?
You try walking around Kendall with a dog named Fauci. That's tough nowadays. Very tough.
They hate you before you see they hear the name, I bet.
That's true.
My poor cat, Mamdani. All right. Anything in the headlines? All right, come on, give us headlines. I want to get to the grades.
I tried. You went back to the, thing. Kyler Murray, placed on IR.
If he were a clone. No, I'm teasing. Go ahead.
He's going to miss the next four games. So.
Well, then he's not a clone.
Yeah, because if you're cloning something, but you're improving all the traits that were shortcomings prior, then it's not a clone. It's
correct. Then it's a blueprint.
As a clone, like a Xerox copy, though, a clone.
I think it's
exact.
A clone, by definition, is exact. I'm going to research Tom Brady's company here. Tom Brady cloning company.
Yep, genetically identical.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if I had a brother, we would be genetically identical.
No, you would not.
Same mom, same dad?
No, that doesn't make you genetically identical.
Hmm.
I'm almost at the price here for the dog he cloned.
Okay. Let us know.
I will. $50,000. It's not horrible.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. $50,000 if you want a dog or cat cloned. If you want a horse to be cloned, $85,000.
Hmm. This does get a little awkward, though, because once this becomes readily available for humans, you got to start figuring out who you do want to clone, who you don't want to clone. How do I tell my dad, sorry, Pops, you're not worth $150K to clone you?
Right. Well, I would clone. I would be doing this show with three other me's.
Somebody says it's illegal for humans. Why?
Oh, why? You can't figure out why it would be illegal to clone humans? Are you joking?
Yeah, and then people are still going to do the huckabuck. So now we're making humans and we're making humans.
There's going to be,
I don't think it's a good idea.
And there's going to be these backroom cloning deals in Hialeah, you know. Oh, you get a Brazilian butt lift and also we'll bring your sister back.
What if a clone?
This is ridiculous.
If a clone makes a baby, there's no family tree. Because they really didn't come from anything but a test tube.
How about I want to leave my spouse, but I'm going to clone myself for her. Like, I mean, this ruins the whole construct of everything. Or I'm in love with this girl. She doesn't care for me. I'll make a clone of her. Because that's what'll happen. You'll have clone whores, essentially.
Right.
Oh, you want to clone me for your own personal use? Sure. $50,000. Because who are you going to clone? You're going to clone me? You're going to clone Jimmy? I mean, I'm going to get the big bucks. Hey, Jimmy, you're going to be on the Atlantic City street corner. You're going to be in the...
Short circuit.
Let's go.
You're going to be giving out like little $5 clonies in the back seat.
Clonies. There was a movie about this where a wife cloned her husband, but she got to pick out the traits that she didn't like. She picked out the traits she didn't like and didn't know, like, he has a short temper. So then he was always calm and monotone.
Well, what happened to the original husband?
They had to take out the emotion. He was dying of cancer, and so he had to go, and the clone had to watch him and learn his mannerisms. but they took out negative attributes, but you take out certain attributes, it affects other parts of your life. This gets too deep, man. I'm scared.
Yeah, yeah. This would ruin the entire construct. Mm-hmm.
The movie's called The Womb.
The Womb?
Yeah, Womb. W-O-M-B.
So arrest Tom Brady then, right?
It seems like he should be a wanted man.
Let's get out ahead of this, man. Just put Brady behind bars. All this so he could just clone Giselle. Crazy.
Want to bring that back? Seems like it was a lot of good time in life.
The Rams are signing the thicker kicker.
Who's that?
Harrison Mervis. Have you seen this guy? He kicked
Mervis?
No. Harrison Mervis.
Oh,
excuse me.
Wow. I got excited for a second.
Harrison Mervis.
Thought we had cloned Matt Mervis into a kicker.
He kicked for the Birmingham Stallions in the UFL. Everybody look him up. The thicker kicker. His name is Harrison Mervis. This dude is 6 foot, 242 pounds. It's Zion Williamson kicking field goals for the Rams.
All right.
Finally, this is interesting.
Finally. Those were our stories were clones in a kicker?
A thicker kicker. McDonald's launched fish McNuggets. They're shaped like fish, but it's in Singapore.
Right.
So it's not in the U.S. Why isn't that a thing in the U.S.? It seems like a no-brainer. People love the fish fillet or whatever, fillet of fish.
Yeah, but these are chicken. They're chicken shaped like fish.
No, I think it's fish McNuggets. They're nuggets, but they're
you sure they're not
fish.
Fish chicken McNuggets?
No, because then they would just be McNuggets shaped like fish. These are fish McNuggets.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am sure.
I'm not so certain.
Okay. I'm just wondering why this hasn't been a thing in the United States. People love the filet of fish McNuggets, but they're fish flavored.
Right. But a filet of fish is a sandwich.
Fish.
No, I gotcha. But you can do a fried chicken sandwich. You can also do chicken
right.
nuggets.
But it's not, I don't know. You just don't see fish bites in many places.
In England or in Great Britain, fish and chips is wildly popular. Is
yeah,
it
but
not?
That's not like chicken McNuggets.
I realize, but it's still like fried chicken strip or fish strips, is it not?
No, but it's a big long plank.
Is it fish flavored or is it actual fish?
Fish.
I'm not certain.
Okay.
You just said fish flavored, like they made something taste like a fish. I want fish.
Okay. Those are your headlines.
Ow.
The Heat play tonight. They play the Nuggets. That's at 9 p.m. Panthers did lose yesterday. They gave up 7 goals to Anaheim. Your weather is sponsored
Somebody
by...
Somebody says, this conversation sounds like a Mike McDaniel press conference.
Mike might be a clone.
Yeah, well, can you imagine having a view of him running around?
Clone me.
Sponsored by Chillzone AC, your weather is featuring reliable Root AC systems. Is that how you thought the clone conversation was going to go?
Chris Greer would clone all the wrong people.
Give me another Deion Jordan.
I swear I could make this one what he was in college.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm gonna flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, let me give you the letter grades. Mid-season report card from Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel for the Dolphins. Would you like to guess the letter grade at mid-season for the quarterbacks, Crowder? And there's, well, I shouldn't say there's only been one because we had a little bit of Quinn Ewers, didn't we? Yeah.
Yes.
What
in the end
think,
of the butt whooping.
What would you think the letter grade for quarterbacks?
C.
And Solana?
D.
All right, Perkins gives them an F. Tua, 15 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 87.6 passer rating, who threw crucial late-game interceptions in losses against New England and Buffalo, is having perhaps his worst season in the NFL. Through 9 games, he's 3 interceptions from his career worst of 14 when he played all 17 games. Tua ranked 23rd in the NFL in passer rating when play began Sunday. He's also nearing his career worst passer rating of 87.1, established his rookie season. Not having Hill is crushing. Not having tight end Darren Waller is also big.
Agree.
Running back. Letter grade for the running backs.
Oh, that could be a C because nobody's doing nothing other than Devon.
Solana?
B-.
B-. Is what Perk gives them. Devon Achane, 106 carries, 606 yards, has been money. He's basically carrying the offense, and the third-year player will want to talk contract extension after the season. Ollie Gordon, 40 carries, 122 yards, one touchdown, has been limited by his early-season inability to do his job without the ball. Wide receiver Malik Washington, 12 carries, 74 yards, is third in rushing. That's an issue. Jalen Wright, 9 carries, 28 yards, who the Dolphins traded up to acquire in 2024, has hardly played. That's also an issue.
Yes.
Wide receiver. Letter grade for wide receiver.
Oh, D.
Solana?
D.
D-, mm-hmm, is what he gives them. Jalen Waddle has been good, not great. Not having Hill is the story here. Malik Washington has been fairly productive relative to expectations, but among Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, D. Eskridge, and others, it's a sad crew. Achan is the second leading receiver. Waller and fellow tight ends Tanner Connor and Julian Hill have all fared better than wide receivers, also aside from Waddle and Tyreek Hill, which brings me to the tight ends grade. Letter grade from Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel for the tight ends.
F.
Solana.
No, he's going to bump up their grade because Darren Waller gave you like one or two good games. So I'm going to say...
He's played eight games. He had two games.
Watch, watch. I speak Perk. D plus.
F. Crowder was right. Waller has only played four games and he's been shut down for extended stretches in games. Julian Hill, Connor, Greg Dulcich, they've been decent relative to expectations, but Waller's injury has been a major setback. This position has been so bad that guard Daniel Brunskill has been a better tight end than a lot of the actual tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy they keep making.
The six offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Offensive line, letter grade. Offensive line,
super F.
No, I'm gonna say D plus or
plus.
C minus. I'm telling you, I speak Perk here. You got Patrick Paul, who's been a constant on the left tackle, and then you know you found the ability to find that six offensive lineman and move the football. I'm gonna say plus. Your center's been consistent.
I'm going to look if he's looking at Perk's article.
It's a plus if you have to move a lineman to tight end.
I haven't moved my hands, have I? You don't see any Sun Sentinel.
He read this earlier. When did it come out? When was it released?
I speak Perk, man. I'm telling you. I talk to Perk three times a week. I speak Perk.
I see you've got your open enrollment open.
Just doing a little research during the break.
D minus is what Perk gives the O-line. He says, poor performance by rookie left guard Jonah Savainaya, and the second-round pick rated as one of the league's worst guards by Pro Football Focus, is only the start of the problems. You're saying what? Like it was a good grade. It's a D-minus.
It's like, where did we get the D?
It's a D-minus. Injuries to right guard James Daniels and Austin Jackson expose the lack of depth. Left tackle Patrick Paul has been really good in pass protection, and center Aaron Brewer has been a grown man as expected. Pass protection has allowed 20 sacks, tied for 10th most, which isn't terrible, but it's not good. Defensive line.
Oh, F. They can't stop the run. They're getting rooted out of there.
Solana?
Yeah, I would love to disagree, but it's going to be an F here. It's the most disappointing part of the team other than Tua.
It is indeed an F.
Yeah.
They've been a major disappointment. Defensive tackle Zach Sealer leads the way. Of course, fellow defensive tackle Kenneth Grant, the rookie first-round pick, is on the same level of disappointment. Guys such as Benito Jones, Jordan Phillips, Matthew Butler have been okay, considering they're all role players. But the defensive line leads the way in run stopping, and the Dolphins have been the worst run defense in the league for most of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Linebacker.
Don't put an S on it. Jordan Brooks can play ball. No one else makes any plays. A C. Maybe Jordan will pull him up to a C.
But I don't know. Are they including edge rushers in this conversation? Because those guys are technically outside linebackers. Right, Crowder?
Yeah. But hell, Jalen Phillips is missing sacks for game-winning touchdowns, and Bradley Chubb has one sack on a little bitty boy from Carolina.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when you think of linebackers, you think middle linebacker.
No, they're including edge rushers.
They are, right? Yeah, then it's an F. It's not fair because Jordan Brooks has been arguably the best player on the Dolphins this season, but everybody else has sucked.
D-minus. D-minus. He says, we're including the outside on-ball linebackers crew, Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson, Matthew Judon. They've been a huge disappointment against the pass and the run. The inside off-ball linebackers crew led by Jordan Brooks and Terrell Dodson, including K.J. Britt, Willie Gay Jr., have shown well, thanks to Brooks. Again, the run defense has been terrible, and the linebackers must share the blame. Cornerback?
F. Super F.
Not listed.
D.
What?
He gives the cornerbacks a D. Penalties and busted coverages. I love that we're surprised by the great grade of a D. At the mid. What? He's insane. A D?
Come on, man.
Let's see. Injuries to Kader Kohou and Storm Duck have been a big part of the story, too. Rasul Douglas and Jack Jones have struggled at times but have been okay relative to expectations. These guys haven't been terrible despite having no interceptions.
Listen, when you evaluate a group, you can't say, oh, well, he's injured, he's injured. No, it's the group. It's the group you put together knowing injuries happen. Yes, guys went down and got injured, but have some damn guys that can play too. That's
safety?
Why we're mad about
how about teams. Safety?
F.
F.
D. Minka Fitzpatrick hasn't made many impact plays, and fellow starters Ashton Davis and Ife Melifonwu have battled injuries and inconsistency. There's nothing much to see here, says Burke. Special teams. This is your guy,
Let's
Riley
go,
Patterson.
Baby.
Special teams.
Let's go.
Hmm. Oh, they gave up what, a punt return? B minus.
Well, they gave up a punt return, but had a punt return or kick return right before, to be fair. Yeah. Or no, they gave up a kick return.
C-.
They had the punt return. But there's been the critical
lack of long field goals.
No, there's been the critical running into the kicker penalties, which will probably knock this down, but that's more on Mike McDaniel than personnel. I'm going to say A plus.
That has nothing to do with Riley Patterson?
That has all to do with Riley Patterson. A plus.
D.
What?
They've allowed a 90-yard game-winning touchdown return, missed a 35-yard field goal attempt, have made two crucial penalties, running into the punter, roughing the punter, losing Jason Sanders hurt, but these guys have struggled overall.
Yeah.
Coaching.
F.
D.
F. Emphatic. Yeah. McDaniel has done his worst job since taking over in 2022. Penalties, mental errors, blown coverages, operational issues, getting plays to huddle on time, getting players in the huddle on time, delay of game. They've haunted the Dolphins once again. Players haven't quit, but you can question whether they're still listening to McDaniel. Defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver hasn't been any good. Offensive coordinator Frank Smith hasn't been good. And special teams coordinator Craig Aukerman hasn't been good. Overall, letter grade for the Miami Dolphins at the midway point of the season.
F.
Solana.
F.
Jimmy.
A plus.
It is indeed an F. This team is a disaster. This season is a disaster. The rebuild that started in 2019 has failed. The win now mentality that took over in 2022 has failed. And the win with youth and draftees movement that started this season is failing. A much needed rebuild is coming in 2026.
The first sentence of the coaching breakdown says it all. We don't know our plays. We don't know our calls. We don't know what to do. We don't know who's in the game. We don't know what we're supposed to do when we're in the game. Come on, man. That is embarrassing.
So the only position group to not get a D or an F at the midseason report card is the running backs.
No, it's Devon Achane.
Right.
Coincidentally, he's a running back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, there you go. That is your midseason report card. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up in the next segment. You know I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show. F! No, A plus! You know I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show. I've mentioned again and again. They looked at my testosterone. They went, F! Get them on the testosterone.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.